to be or is currently a Scientologist.
Oh, this is good. Okay, I think I might do well on this one.
So I'm going to give you three choices, and one out of the three were a Scientologist or is a Scientologist. Okay, first one, Sonny Bono, Tobey Maguire, the real Spider-Man, by the way, or our buddy John Cusack.
So one of those three either was a Scientologist or is a Scientologist.
Right.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono, correct. Very good.
Thank you.
How'd you know that?
Yep.
You're good at this. Charles Manson, Edward Furlong, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh, this is a tough one. Okay.
Charles Manson, the crazy one. Edward Furlong is the kid from Terminator, or Jake Gyllenhaal.
Edward Furlong.
That would be Charles Manson.
Charles Manson was in was a Scientologist?
Yep.
That's good. I didn't know. That's very interesting and scary.
Lisa Marie Presley, Meg Ryan, or Lindsay Lohan?
Lisa Marie Presley.
Okay. You knew that one.
Yeah, that's famous.
Okay.
But she was a Scientologist for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm saying they used to be or currently
used to be. Uh-huh.
All right. Brendan Fraser, Kiefer Sutherland, Patrick Swayze.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say definitely not Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
So it's between Patrick Swayze and Kiefer Sutherland.
This is like Millionaire. You're breaking it down.
Yeah, I'm breaking it down. Okay, so let's see. Kiefer Sutherland is the son of Donald Sutherland, and he seems like a very cynical sort. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say he probably was not a Scientologist. And the reason I'm going to say Patrick Swayze is because he came up at a time when Scientology was a thing that they were all doing. His friends were all Scientologists. So I'm going to go Patrick Swayze.
Very good. You're good at this. All right. Gene Hackman, Johnny Depp, Juliette Lewis.
Definitely Juliette Lewis.
See, you know that one.
No. I'm seriously guessing it because, again, Johnny Depp hates everybody, hates everything, would never be part of. He's not a joiner. He likes to be very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And Gene Hackman is a New Yorker. And I know my mother used to live in his building. He's sort of like a nice, normal, regular guy and who
not
happens
a crazy
to be an actor.
Scientologist.
He doesn't have that Scientology vibe. So it had to be Juliette Lewis because, you know, she was always searching for something.
That is correct. Very good. All right. Now, hip hop guys.
Ooh,
LL Cool J, Run from Run DMC, or Dougie Fresh?
This is a tough one. Okay, I'm going to narrow it down again. It's definitely not LL Cool J.
Why would you say that?
Because LL is a, So Dougie Fresh, LL Cool J, or Run?
Right.
Okay, let me break this down for a second. LL Cool J is from Queens.
Mm-hmm.
He's a New York guy. And I feel like when you're from the streets and you're from Queens, I think it's probably pretty hard to convince LL Cool J that Scientology was a good idea.
But he's in that Hollywood-ish crowd and he's that age.
Right. But
Run
is another one that I would think, again, it's same thing, because it was during a time that it was kind of early. People didn't really get what Scientology was about. It was sort of hip to be, you know, part of that.
And he's a Rick Rubin guy. I think Rick is kind of Scientologist. So,
yeah. And Dougie Fresh is no way. I mean, again, he's a New York guy and he had enough stuff going on here. I don't know. I think my instinct is to say Run.
Hey, can somebody tell me where the party at? Put them up, put them up,
Fresh.
Put them up.
This
wow.
Is a Scientology
put your hands up,
song.
Put them up.
Oh,
I see
wow.
A baseline. What's up, y'all? This is Dougie
Fresh. I will be
Fresh.
Honest. I don't know Dougie Fresh all that well. Mm-hmm. I should have guessed Dougie Fresh because I don't know him well. I knew it definitely wasn't LL Cool J.
Right. All right. So now we have My Name is Earl people.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I like that show.
Yes.
Jason Lee, who played Earl.
Uh-huh.
Jamie Presley, who played Joy, who should be married to me. Or right. Eddie Steeples, who played Crabman.
Oh, I can't believe you went Eddie Steeples and not Ethan Suplee.
I wanted to throw you a curveball.
Right. I'm going to say Jason Lee.
Jason Lee Earl is a Scientologist.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because you do know what he named his child, right?
What? Crabman? He had to name his son Crabman.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, Crabman.
He has a kid named Pilot Inspector.
Oh.
Famously. Like, I remember when he had that kid, everybody was like, wait, Pilot Inspector? But Inspector with a K.
I would believe all three of those, though. I could see Jamie being a Scientologist.
Yeah, because she seems like she came up with some of those girls who are probably like, no, come on, it's cool. Be part. This is great. You'll love it. Everybody's so nice here.
And I think of Eddie as a very intelligent guy who would dabble in that.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Okay, last one. You ready? Got to get
ready.
This right. Smokey Robinson, Ray Charles, or Isaac Hayes?
Oh, definitely Isaac Hayes.
Very good. How'd you know that?
Because that was the reason. Funny enough, today I was watching South Park. I watch South Park every once in a while. It's just on during the day and I'll flip it on. It happened to have been the one where they kill off Chef. And if you remember, the reason why they killed off Chef is because he became a Scientologist and started denouncing South Park. You know, remember, he was a music guy. Huge music icon from the 70s, ended up doing South Park. It revived him for an entire generation. But then he became a Scientologist and he was like, yeah, Shaft was his song.
Mm-hmm.
And he denounced everything they did and said. And so they had this whole thing where they kill off Shaft and it's brutal the way they kill him.
Well, and I love it because that episode, he was already dead. So if you watch that episode, they just use old lines from Chef.
Well, that's what they did. But it was so obvious that they,
right.
that
it
they made it funny.
Sense.
They made it funny obvious that they just literally took old clips of him on the show and just cut them together. Hello, children. What are you doing?
Move back. Yay. You're going to die. Hello, children.
Right. It was all that kind of stuff.
It didn't make
but, you know,
any
it
sense.
Was, but in the end, it was really beautiful because Kyle gives this speech at Chef's funeral where he says, you know, Chef has been our friend for a long time. He's taught us a lot. He's become a part of this group that we totally disagree with, but somewhere in there is our Chef, what we loved about him. So let's remember that Chef and not, you know, the guy that's crazy guy. And then as he's saying that, Chef's body farts and poops.
Well, and the funny thing is Isaac Hayes had such a great life that he read a few lines every now and then for South Park, became popular then. He said like four words in this song and it was a smash hit.
Yeah.
He really had a charmed life.
I'll post some photos of me with Isaac Hayes. I'd interviewed him for, I forget who I was working for, some entertainment radio thing that I was doing. And he was promoting something or other. And we did this whole thing with him up at his record label. They had this whole office for him. And we just sat there on the couch with Isaac Hayes for an afternoon. It was really fun. He was the nicest guy in the world.
I'm surprised anybody still had him on a label.
It was pre-Scientology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. You did well. I'm surprised.
Thank you. It's not that I know my Scientologists. Well, maybe I do, but I know my celebrities. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to stump me when it comes to the way you are with music. Like, it's hard to stump you with anything music. Like, you know, you pull out some wacky shit with music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll have some random, weird trivia thing that nobody knows. And you're like, oh, I got this.
Yeah, I know. I know it all. Because I just sat in my room when I was a kid and listened to any radio station I could get.
Mm-hmm.
On the radio. I mean, that's all I had to do. I didn't have friends. I didn't go out. I didn't have girlfriends. So I just sat in my room and played DJ.
Right. Whereas I was one of those kids that was obsessed with celebrity. I read all about them. I mean, I got my fucking PhD in celebrity culture. Right. Like, that's what my dissertation was, how celebrity culture affects different aspects of our lives. And, you know, I've written extensively about it, books, articles, whatever. That's like, celebrity culture is my thing. I'm mad at myself for not getting the Dougie Fresh thing because I should have ruled out Run and LL Cool J. But I don't really know much about Dougie Fresh.
This, I thought this was, all right, my bad.
No.
85.
In your world,
see, this in might Michigan, have been. This was one of the first ones. Yeah, so I thought this was earlier.
No, I mean, you know, you got to remember Rapper's Delight was before that. Curtis Blow was before that. Mm-hmm.
But Run, I think Run is a big time religious guy. So that's why I threw Run in there.
Yeah.
Because he's the Reverend Run.
And just so you know, the thing that really brought hip hop into the masses, let me get this right. I just want to say it the way I mean it. Edit all this. The thing that really brought hip hop culture into the world that it is now. Remember, prior to hip hop culture now, it was, you know, Sugar Hill Gang was rapping about like fun things and cocaine and having fun and hanging around, you know, around the way kind of stuff. It wasn't until Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five put out The Message in the early 80s that's the message is known as the song that was sort of the father of modern hip hop. It was the first time they were talking about, you know, it's a jungle out there. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. You know, that's the first time that it acknowledged the shitty things, the really shitty things. Rapper's Delight was like hip hop, hip right. to the hip. You know, it was like fun and dancing and everybody loved it. Everybody was, you know, clucking in the clubs, listening to Rapper's Delight. The message is the thing that was like, hang on a minute. We got more going on here that we need to discuss. And that was the pivotal moment. Like, I've heard Nas and people like that talk about how when they first heard The Message, they were like, oh my God, I have to do music and I can talk about my life and my experiences. It was life changing for so many of the rappers that we know now, that we love now.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front.